Welcome to Mumfessions, the podcast that will normalise all of the challenges you experience as a mum. I'm Laura Guckian, motherhood coach, founder of Mind Mommy Coaching, and most importantly, mum of three. This podcast is unlike any other motherhood podcast because you will be my guest. Each week, I will invite you to share your mumfession, the stuff you feel or experience that you're not supposed to talk about as a mum. I am not only going to help you recognize you are not alone, but I will also give you the tools you need to navigate it. And this season of Mumfessions is going to be a little bit different because this new year, it's all about minding yourself so you can mind your children. I am going to be picking some of the most common Mumfessions that I hear and reminding you of how you can navigate these challenges so that you can be a happier and calmer mum. Before we begin, can I please ask you a massive favor? I want as many mums as possible to hear Mumfessions, and you can help me to do that by clicking the follow or subscribe button wherever you are listening. I also want to remind you that if you need any additional resources or support, please visit my Instagram page, Mind Mommy Coaching. Thank you to Vivio Jr. and BioCult for supporting Mumfessions. This new year, remember, mind yourself so you can mind your children. Vivio Jr. has been trusted by parents for over 40 years, offering tasty, kid-friendly nutritional supplements to support growth, immunity, and cognitive development. That's why we are big fans of it in my house. And for mums, BioCult, Ireland's number one live bacteria supplement brand, is here to help with immunity and digestive support. With 70% of your immune system in your gut, it's a great place to start. Together, Vivio Jr. and BioCult can help your family thrive this winter and beyond. Available at your local pharmacies or online. On this episode, I have included a question that I think every single mother has asked me when I've spoken to them. And I think if you even take motherhood out of this, I think it's the question that everyone is asking in our generation. And it's this piece around, how do I actually find happiness? Like, how do I actually find joy? Like, life feels really hard and chaotic and busy, but how do I find the joy in it? And the reason I'm sharing this Mumfession is when it first aired, my response surprised a lot of people because I really redefined what joy in motherhood looks like for me. And I think a lot of people were curious about what my answer would be because I struggled so much for so many years in motherhood where I wasn't happy, where I didn't have the joy. And I really want you to give this a listen because I know that you are probably already finding the joy and happiness in motherhood and life. And if you're not, you are probably very, very close to it. So give this a listen. And please, please, please let me know on my Instagram page at Mind Mommy Coaching if this response has helped you recognize that you are probably so much closer to finding joy than you probably imagined. I have found the joy in motherhood. After years of trying to find it, after years of finding it really hard. And I also want to say that finding the joy in motherhood doesn't mean that I still don't have hard days or there's still moments where I think, oh my goodness, will everyone just leave me alone? If one more person calls my name, I'm going out the front door and I'm never coming back. Something I think. I obviously don't tell my children that, but like, and I think it's a common misconception that we can be, let's say, happy in life or happy in motherhood and have really challenging times or have hard days. I think we can feel both. But for me, finding joy in motherhood is kind of an overall feeling of, okay, I've got this. Do I know what I'm doing yet? No, still don't know what I'm doing. Do I get it wrong sometimes? Yeah, I do. Why? Because I have no idea what I'm doing. Do I try my best every day? I really do. Does my best look different every day? It really does. Like, it's just a sense of feeling content in motherhood. It's not a sense of I wake up in the morning, I absolutely jump out of bed. It's just a sense of I've got this. I've got it. And I think it's really important to say that because I think a lot of women, definitely maybe the clients that I work with, it's hard to define what that will look and feel like for them. You know, if someone says to me, I want to feel happier, my first question as a coach is, well, what does happy mean to you? What does that look like? What does that feel like? What would be different? And I just want to describe what joy in motherhood feels like for me. And it really is just a sense of contentness. I'm no longer thinking, is there a better way I could be doing this? You know, I'm no longer giving out to myself. That inner critic doesn't exist. There are no shoulds. I don't have guilt. I just sort of go about it in a way that gives me permission to recognize you've no idea what you're doing, Laura. So therefore, whatever you do is the best you can do. And that's totally fine. And I don't compare to other mums because there's no other mother. And I say this all the time, that is uniquely like you or me. We are all on our very unique journey. So there's nobody to compare to. And the number one thing that got me from a place where a number of years ago, I was really struggling, to now where I feel content, I feel happy, not just as a mother, but in life, is this one thing, okay? This is what I did to become a happier, calmer, more content mom. I literally started taking care of myself, prioritizing my needs, recognizing, and this might be controversial, that I am actually the most important person in my life and in my family, and that my needs must come first. And I do not think that's a selfish thing to say as a mother. I think that's really important. Yes, there's times, of course, that my children's needs will come first. But in order for me to be able to put them first when they need to be put first, I have to be okay first. And it is that cliche where, and I hate when people have this narrative of, oh, you know, put your life jacket on first, or, you know, self-care for mothers. I hate that word, self-care. This is more than that. This is about recognizing I have to be okay and I can't ignore my needs anymore. And I have to invest in myself and I have to take care of myself, and that my mental well-being is the most important thing in the world. And when I believe that, then my actions every day reflect that. And I'm not talking about girls, as you know, if you know me, I'm not talking about bubble baths. I'm not talking about nutrition. I'm not talking about exercise. I'm not talking about yoga. Some of those things are amazing supports if they support you. I'm not talking about that for me. I am talking about creating a life that makes me happy. I am so lucky to have the career that I have. It gives me such a sense of purpose and meaning. You know, I've had to make some hard decisions, maybe letting go of certain friends or relationships. You know, I've had to work on other relationships. I've had to recognize the perfect mother doesn't exist. It's an absolute nonsense statement. I've had to go through the experience of social media to realize that 99% of the accounts out there are nonsense and fake. And the perception they are putting out there is not real. And that perception is the most damaging thing to mothers. And I am so fed up of seeing it. And actually, by lowering my expectations that I place on myself, that recognizing I'm doing the best I can in the absence of the village, by investing in myself, and this is key, like I opened my village recently, which is my online, you know, village for mums. And so many women joined and I love it and it's amazing. But there were so many women saying to me, I can't invest in myself. Oh, I'm feeling really overwhelmed and busy at the moment. It's not the right time for me. I don't know if I have the money to do that, right? And I told them what I'm going to tell you. If you're feeling really overwhelmed, exhausted, stuck, depleted, guilty, and if you feel like that doesn't warrant an investment of your time and energy to feel better, then I want you to recognize it does. It really does. You are the most important person. So I suppose hope that me sharing that maybe helps you redefine what joy in motherhood maybe feels like, or what you might be striving for, because maybe you are closer to it than you think. Maybe you're actually there. But again, the shoulds are coming in. Well, Mary on social media is portraying this is what joy in motherhood is, and I'm not there yet, so therefore I haven't found it and I don't feel content and I'm striving and striving. Girls, most of you are probably there. Maybe joy isn't all the extraordinary things. Maybe it's just feeling content and calm in the absolute chaos that is motherhood. This full episode is linked below in the description, or you can search for season 2, episode 6. It also covers how to navigate relationships in motherhood and stressful play dates. And if you feel like you would like to give yourself permission to have more support, I have some really good news. I will be opening the village doors to new members for 5 days in January. Click the link in the description below and I will tell you as soon as they open. Thank you to Vivio Jr. and BioCult for supporting Mumfessions.
This was an Insanity Studios production. The production manager was Charlotte Mason, and the production assistant was Abby Sandler.